Good morning from Pharma and Biotech Daily, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in pharma e biotech world. The FDA recently approved a biosimilar of Stelara from Alvotech and Teva, set to launch early next year. Johnson & Johnson reported mixed sales performance for new multiple myeloma drugs, with Tecvayli sales exceeding expectations and Carvykti underperforming. Roche also released survival data for a new lymphoma drug, potentially giving it an edge over a competitor. The U.S. government sued Regeneron for allegedly falsely reporting prices on the blockbuster eye drug Eylea. Other topics covered in the newsletter include drug pricing trends, diversity in clinical trials, and the weight loss drug market. In order to successfully execute health advertising campaigns, marketers need to take a proactive approach by targeting health audience segments online. Actionable insights are provided to maximize the impact of media investment through tips such as implementing a test-and-learn strategy, scaling results quickly, and asking tough questions to potential health targeting partners. Viva Crossix is highlighted as a company that implements these tactics to reach consumers throughout the patient journey. Abbott CEO Robert Ford highlighted new and upcoming products during an earnings call, emphasizing the recently approved TriClip valve as a significant opportunity for growth. The FDA issued a warning to Solaire for selling a device outside of authorized uses. Lilly's obesity drug showed benefits in a sleep disorder study, indicating potential new uses. Johnson & Johnson's $30 billion spending spree on companies like Abiomed, Laminar, and Shockwave Medical may continue. Additionally, Philips entered into a consent decree with the FDA, where the agency will use rare powers to require repairs, replacements, or refunds for recalled respiratory machines. Eli Lilly's weight loss drug Zepbound has shown effectiveness in treating sleep apnea, leading the company to prepare for a label expansion. Amylyx faced a setback with the failure of its ALS drug Relyvrio, leading to layoffs and market withdrawal. Despite this, the company saw success in treating Wolfram syndrome. Sage Therapeutics also announced the discontinuation of its Parkinson's disease program after disappointing results in Phase 2 trials, shifting focus to Huntington's and Alzheimer's diseases. The medical device industry is increasingly incorporating AI and digital health technologies to improve performance and outcomes. Overall, the medtech sector is evolving rapidly with new products and technologies driving growth and innovation.